Coming to you live from the North Rutherford YMCA. Things hopping in here. Lots of folks on the treadmills working out. And then there's Mike Sparks.
Drinking my coffee.
Is that what it is? I mean, it's a white cup. You
never
know.
Kathy Hines bought this for me.
Oh, yeah. She really went a long way to bring it over here.
Oh, did she get it from here? I thought she stopped by Starbucks or something and got this.
No.
Oh, she got it from the white. Well, that's sweet of her, though.
It was.
She got a servant's heart.
And at least she offered to do
that.
I
usually do that. Yeah, I do. I always ask you. Last time you kind of had a little attitude about it.
Well, you never fix it right.
That's what it is.
You know, and I'm kind of particular about the way I like my coffee.
You must be.
Are you not? If somebody gives you a cup of coffee.
I'll drink it black. It don't matter.
Really?
Yeah. But
what if it's too sweet?
Six cups a day.
Six, that's all?
That's good for you.
You think it is good for you?
I think it is.
Coffee beans, good for you. Huh?
I think it is. You know, it's one of my few vices, I guess.
So now that you don't have to make the daily trek to Nashville every day, or are you still?
There's
making
still a
it?
Few treks. Yeah, I got to be up there tonight. And I was out there the other day meeting with a constituent guy, kind of down on his luck. And tell you what, you hear a lot of hardship stories out there. Yeah. I mean, there really is. And I didn't know what the guy wanted me about. He's basically homeless, you know.
Really?
I mean, he had housing, but it was just temporary housing. And just, you know, just got caught up in something when he was younger. He's still young. He's 26. And just, you know, had a few little things on his record and looking for some guidance. And, you know, and a lot of these folks, they don't have family. They don't have a safety net to fall back on. And then, you know, people can't find a job. I mean, it's those things are really – They really play on you, man, because, you know, you really want to help people. And sometimes sometimes you can't do anything for somebody. You know what I mean? And you know, you want to make a difference. And sometimes you just can't. Just give someone some encouragement, you know.
Well, let me get a couple of things out of the way here first. Want to remind you that Sims Auctioneers is having an absolute auction this Saturday morning at 10 o'clock. It's here in Smyrna. So all of you Smyrna folks, listen up. 5268 Rucker Road. Again, that's here in Smyrna. Shirley Drennan is retiring, and she's moving. And let's see, they've got three guns, gun cabinets, trailers, tools, lots of furniture, a zero-turn mower, projection TV, vintage kitchen items, an upright freezer, refrigerator, many more items, and just too numerous to mention here. They'll all be sold at auction this Saturday morning, 10 o'clock, 5268 Rucker Road here in Smyrna. Check out LarrySims.com. That's LarrySims.com for more details. It's Sims with one M. Absolute auction this Saturday morning, 10, 5268 Rucker Road. That's 5268 Rucker Road. And also want to say hello to everyone over at Stewart's Creek Middle School. I was there, Mike, at 8 o'clock this morning and presented Stewart's Creek Middle School with one of what will be five WGNS Primetime Sports Little Caesars Pizza All Sports trophies. The Lady Falcons this year in girls sports were runner-up in girls soccer in the regular season, runner-up in basketball in the tournament, finished runner-up in softball, and won the softball tournament. And we've got a photo. You probably can't see it from there, but it's all the girls sports participants this year and their trophy. Stewart's Creek, Oakland Middle, and Blackman Middle all tied for this all sports trophy. And Oakland boys and won the boys trophy. And you combine the girls and boys totals to get an overall winner. Oakland won that as well. So Oakland gets three trophies, but this year we're giving away five trophies to the schools. And the first stop on the leg of this whirlwind tour today and tomorrow was Stewart's Creek, and I want to thank Principal Larry Creasy for inviting us out. And
yeah.
It was a good time.
Looks good over there. Beautiful complex. You know, that's one reason I was a little late. Don Odom called me earlier. We're trying to put a job fair together at Smyrna High School next month, and he was kind of confirming to let us set up a date for maybe Smyrna High School. But that complex over there, if someone hadn't went by there, they've really done a good job. Trey Lee over there. Construction superintendent's done an awesome job.
If you've never been, you'll think, how in the world am I going to get back there?
Yeah.
I would say that in the coming years, we'll see some road improvements. There's a pretty narrow one lane road that leads back to the complexes. But all of a sudden, it looks like you're in the sticks, and there you are.
I know. I was to my wife, and I passed by the other day, and that curve used to be really, really terrible right there where the Church of Christ is, and with Seminary Church of Christ, and I was telling her how dangerous that road was, and it's improved so much, and that red light's really helped that area greatly. But the school looks really good. Something that comes to mind, and, you know, it's maybe I shouldn't share this, but I can get kind of down on the media a little bit. WGNS is, y'all are pretty fair, but sometimes
pretty fair.
Well, I think you're fair. Yeah, you really are. But, you know, a lot of the media, they try to stir up controversy, and reporter Larry Flowers, Larry's a great guy, Channel 4. He really is a good guy, but he called me up and wanted to interview me. I said, you want to interview me about something else I'm speaking up against or something? He says, I want to talk to you about the prayer at school. I'm like, prayer at school? He said, yeah, there was a prayer at Steve Sandlin had said a prayer when when we had the little dedication for the school, and it was nice and nothing. No.
What school is this? Now?
Stewart's Creek, you know, high school.
Okay.
And you remember it was in the paper. And and I said, Larry, did anybody complain? He said, no, nobody complained. I said, well, how is this controversial if nobody complained? They had to go call somebody in D.C. to stir up controversy. And I was like, and it wasn't Larry's fault. It's his producer's fault that wants to. They won't cover real issues, but they'll go cover a prayer to school. And I'm like, what's sad in the day, the times that we're in, that they want to go find something like this and nitpick when no one ever complained. But anyways, it's my little soapbox for the day, I guess.
So they had a prayer at a dedication.
And
so that doesn't matter. I mean, that's not part of the quote unquote law, is it?
No, I mean, you know, First Amendment, I think you'd be protected there.
It's not,
you know,
prayer in school. I mean,
yeah, you know, it wasn't sanctioned by the school board or anything. It was just, you know, if you're asked to speak and you wanted to quote Proverbs or quote a scripture, you wanted to say something, that's your First Amendment rights.
So where was this? What media sources other than Channel 4, was it on? Did they actually?
Well, they did. And, I just, you know, that stuff bothers me when you see like that In God We Trust bill that I had. And I was kidding Chris Bungard about not to be hating on the bill. He said, Mike, I'm not going to hate on it. He said, I just have to cover. Where are you going to put the In God We Trust? You know, the wording. And in fact, I he told me he'd even give me a donation for the In God We Trust. And that's one thing I admire about Chris Bungard. He's pretty fair. So is Larry. But the media, you know, instead of covering real issues, sometimes they go cover things that's really, at the end of the day, doesn't even make a difference in somebody's life.
So was he following that? Was he following up on a story that was in a local paper, or was it the other way around?
Good question.
Because was it in a local paper first?
Yeah, you may have been right. You know, I don't say if it was in the paper first.
He does have an office.
Well, he does. And I'm going to tell you, if Larry's listening, he may be listening. Larry's a great guy. He's got a good heart, and I've always kidding about leaving Channel 4 because I don't think they're fair sometimes. But Larry's a great guy. He is a good guy. He helped me cover the drug issue when we were in front of that market, and I'm just telling people don't shop this store because this guy's a dope dealer. And Larry helped us get that situation really covered. So I got to give credit to Channel 4 for covering that issue.
Well, the only reason I mention that is because you know, I don't remember that being a controversy, and I know it wasn't a story that we covered.
And it's not his fault. It's his higher up. It's the producer's fault, in my opinion, because it's like that In God We Trust. You know, when they interview me, they're like, controversy. And I'm like, controversy? Nobody's complained. Well, no one's called me to complain, and all of a sudden it's like, controversial bill at state capitol.
You bring up an interesting point because I mean, just last month alone, we had well over 2.5 million hits on our website. Okay, so as social media,
you're not doctoring those up or nothing.
No, and you know, as fast
2.5 million.
Yeah,
wow.
As fast as our website is growing, and with the Facebook and Twitter and all the social media that we try to implement, we get some comments on some stories that is this newsworthy, and everyone seems to have a different opinion on what's newsworthy and what's not, and apparently even politicians. I'm not saying right or wrong there.
Yeah. Well, I think when you have serious issues like this boy that called me the other day, young man, 26 years old, you know, He's homeless. That's a story.
$4.5 million.
Four and a half. Oh,
not two and
a half. Right. Is that Scott telling you that? $4.5 million?
Yes. I thought I had the number wrong. I thought it was low.
Really?
Fastest growing website in the mid-state.
Really? Wow.
And you're on it right now.
All right.
Live stream.
Creating controversy. You know? No. But I mean, you got serious issues. Here's a kid, young guy. He wanted to go in the military. He wants to go in the military. And I'm like, man, you know, you got misdemeanor on your record here. Something, you know, he got in trouble for back when he was 21. I said, you got to work on your record. At least I'm trying to put him in touch with people that can help him on some things. But there's an issue right there. You know, a drug epidemic. The guy, he's not, I don't think he's dealing with drugs now, but he's homeless, and there's an issue right there. You know, I met a lady the other day at Malo College, of all things, fixing me homeless.
Yeah.
You know, she was helping me on the computer, and I said, well, do you live here in Smyrna and Laverne? She said, well, I live in Laverne. She said, but I'm losing my house. I'm like, what? She's like in her 60s. I couldn't believe it, and it was really sad, but there's a story for you right there. And it's not controversial.
Okay, so I guess the biggest thing that we seem to get some comments back on are when folks are arrested on drug charges. And, I mean, we get daily police reports, and we report some of those if someone has their fourth DUI. And there are some people that really think that's not news. But how do you ever stop that stuff until you bring the attention to folks that, hey, this is a problem. This is an epidemic.
It is,
We had... It may sound silly to you, but
well, one thing y'all in the media, and I'm not casting stones at you, but you know, the wine and grocery store, you know, issue, our DUI arrests since 2010 are up 91%. There's a story, 100%. Don't you think it's newsworthy? And nobody wants to cover it. It's like, oh, let's don't talk about that, but we're going to talk about the free market. We're going to talk about increased revenue. Well, you can increase revenue. You got increased drinkers. Can't have both ways. But there's an area that the media turns a blind eye to. When these are serious issues, you let somebody get a DUI charge, their life is going to be messed up. I mean, it's just the first one.
So why is someone's fourth not newsworthy?
Well, and you go back and this is another problem with the media. They're laying off. They don't have time to cover it. Do you really want to go to the Huffington Post and get your news? I don't. Do I really want to watch Bill O'Reilly on Fox News? And he's not going to cover these issues. Nothing. I mean, I watched him last night. I like him, but he's not going to cover these issues. He's about ratings.
If you didn't go to our website and hear our news, you may not know that there's been a string of shingle robberies, and that may sound silly to you, but people going to construction sites and stealing shingles.
Expensive.
They're like three or four. I mean, we're talking about putting a new roof on a house, all of those shingles gone, thousands of dollars.
Yeah.
How would those construction companies know, hey, you might want to wait until the morning of to have them delivered or secure them or something of that nature.
Well, I'm glad to know that I've got a roof being – they're delivering shingles probably today or tomorrow.
Well, there's been a string.
Eddie Cross and Cross and Supply out there in Eagles bringing them out. But I mean, the media can do a better job. I really think – and I'm not saying it because I'm right here in front of you. WGNS is fair. I mean, you if somebody calls in on Swap and Shop, you call in with an issue, y'all – they send a press release, y'all are going to probably cover – a yard sale, just like what we're getting into here with Patsy with the senior center, and
we better do that.
I know.
We kind of get off on a tangent, Patsy. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
now you follow us up and you know get it. I like to get Mike worked up every now.
Well, no controversy. The senior. Is there any controversy?
Not at the moment. Not at the moment.
Thankfully. Well, Patsy Brown joins us from the Smyrna Senior Center on Rake Street. What's going on here?
Well, they're having an everything sale on Saturday from 8 to 1 at the center.
Everything.
Just about anything you can imagine. They're selling. It starts at 8 o'clock. Goes till 1 o'clock, and I haven't been over there. I'm going by in a few minutes, and they tell me that it's even bigger than it was last year. So,
really?
And yet last year was big.
I think the weather's going to be pretty good, not too hot.
Blackberry winter.
Is that what it is?
For sure, they're in full bloom.
Okay. I never know how to keep up with what's what.
Southern girl.
There you go. You know? And there's one more. My daddy always said there was cotton britches right at the end of May, first of June.
What does that mean?
Means there's a little cool snap.
Really? Cool snap.
Cotton britches.
That's a lot. Hey, who's the guy on Channel 2, the weatherman?
Davis Nolan.
Davis Nolan. I thought it was just something my daddy had said, made up, till a couple of years ago. He said, well, you know, it's cotton britches winter. And I said, there it is. Daddy was right.
How about that?
Yeah.
Blackberries, it sounds good. The old blackberry cobbler.
Yeah.
We put out a garden this year for the first time.
Did you really?
Well, my wife did.
You don't know what you're doing.
I worked the tiller, though.
Yeah, we'll see what happens.
She had a girl at the salon of the day that said, I'm going to grow some red tomatoes and some green tomatoes. My wife looked at her like, what? You know, the girl didn't know. You know, my wife got a big kick out of it.
Oh, mercy. Senior center here in Smyrna. What kind of, with this yard sale, does it go to help continue the programs there at the senior center?
Yes. The senior center is, we've operated since 1971 without federal funding. We do get some monies from the county, thankfully, and from Smyrna City. But Smyrna City is having budget woes, and like a lot of government entities, so that money's being cut. So it takes everything that we can do legally to keep the place going. And thankfully, by the grace of God, we've been able to do that since 1971 when we opened.
Wow.
Well, I'm sure you'll continue to find a way to do that. This yard sale is one way.
We hope so. There's everything there from, Wanda Chandler, the director over there, told me just a few minutes ago they have crafts, tools, bathroom fixtures, furniture. I don't know that we've had furniture before. All kinds of clothing.
If somebody wanted to join there, their listeners, they don't have to live in Smyrna City Limits, do
no,
they? Okay.
No.
They can live in Laverne or Murfreesboro or Almaville Road or Harrington.
We have members from a lot of places. You only have to be, I think it's 55. I don't think we've dropped to 50, but we might have. AARP starts at 50.
Do they really?
Oh, yeah. Uh-huh. So.
Well, you're getting closer, aren't you?
Well, are you unfortunately. Yeah, unfortunately.
Well, that's, you know, what is the biggest benefit, do you think, in your mind, about joining, you know, a place like the Smyrna Senior Center?
The biggest benefit to me is the way that it has been a place for people to come and get away from being lonely.
Yeah.
It started out when we started in 1971. We had started out with 10 members from the Methodist Church. And
was that who kind of organized it? Was the Methodist Church?
It started from a sermon that our minister,
yes, ma'am,
Luke Dunn.
So government didn't start it then?
No, indeed.
Good.
Yep. No, indeed. Government didn't start it.
Yes.
It was started by his sermon saying that it was too bad that people in Smyrna, older people in Smyrna, didn't have anywhere they could go besides their own churches for fellowship.
Yep.
And at the time I was president of the women's group. I took the idea back to them. It sort of turned on a light bulb. I was sitting over there in the choir with a robe on. I was 5 months pregnant. And it was hot, but I was about half asleep, tell you the truth. When he said that, it sort of like bing. So I took it back to the women's group, and they nodded in agreement. This was something we could start. Started from there.
Yes, ma'am.
We had 10 Good. Methodists show up. I said, this isn't going to get it.
Where was the Baptist at?
They finally came on.
Did they?
Presbyterians, Baptist Church of Christ. We met in the Methodist Church for 2 years. Then we went to the little house on 100 Hazelwood, where Chief Arnold lives now.
Yeah.
That's where we were. And then
the old library used to be across the street.
That's exactly right.
Yep.
And we were there, I don't know, 2 or 3 years. And then Rooker Rakes was on the commission. And he came to me, he said, you know, we wanted a building of our own. He said, I think this is something that we need to take to the county. He said, that Rock School property's over there, the Rock School had burned.
Yeah.
And so Mr. Rakes took it to the county. They leased it land to us for a year, $1 a year for 35 years. And then he said one day, he said, you know, Bud, his son, was principal of high school, said, Bud's classes do a building, and they has a building and trades.
Yeah.
And they build a house every year. So
I remember them working on it. I remember that where y'all are located now, I remember that was nothing but it's like, I guess when they built something years ago, they just pushed up all the dirt and rocks and those trees growing up in there.
Probably. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, they were. So anyway, we got that approved, and the building and trades class from 77, 78, 78, 80, 79, those yep. Those two terms built it.
Well, they done that addition in an 80.
We've done
83.
We've done
84.
We've done two additions. I can't remember.
Because I remember some guys working on that.
Yeah. Yeah.
And so that's where you've been since.
Yes. That's where
What was Mr. Rooker Rakes like?
What was he like?
What was he like? Yeah, I never had
You
never
didn't know
him.
Mr. Rakes? No. Oh, he was a great man. He was solid as a rock.
A lot like Mr. Rakes.
Oh,
Rake.
Yeah. Just always a good community man, and always never, you know, a lot of those folks, it was never for personal glory again. It was what they could do, and I think that's what we've been blessed with in Smyrna, in our county, with you and with our city government. I think in the main, these people have had the goal of what they could do to benefit the area, the community.
Well, the first words of wisdom Mr. Rakes gave me, I seen him at Food Line on Nissan Drive the day I won my election. I happened to go in there and get a gallon of milk or something. He looked at me. He said, congratulations, Mike. He said, remember, Mike, half the people are going to like you and half the people aren't going to like you.
That's right.
And I thought, oh, my gosh, I mean, this, what kind of encouragement is this, you know?
We need to take a break here. But, Patsy, let me give you a chance to tell us, where is the Smyrna Senior Center?
Okay. It's sort of behind the Smyrna Public Library. If you turn off of Enon Springs onto Ridley Street, and then you make a left. The first little street to the left is just one little street in there. It's Rakes Street. We're the only building on it.
Okay.
Facing Rakes. But you can see it.
Right next door to the Smyrna Library.
Right, over the hill from the Smyrna Library, behind it. Yeah.
And that's where you'll be having the yard sale on Saturday.
That's where the yard sale is, from 8 to 1.
8 to 1 on Saturday. Sounds good.
Right.
Patsy, good luck with that.
Okay, thank you so much.
We're going to come back here in just a moment, and we're going to be talking to Kathy Hines with 10-0 and Pastor John Spurgeon with New Vision Prison and Law Enforcement Ministries when we come back here to Smyrna at the North Rutherford Y.
Smyrna Ready Mix Concrete, 223-9500. The best quality cement and stone products for your driveway, patio, or any concrete project. We'll get it to your job on time. Your successful concrete project starts with Smyrna Ready Mix Concrete.
The Outpost Armory is not just another gun store. Our staff has hands-on knowledge and experience with firearms, self-defense training, hunting, and competitive shooting. We cater to the new gun owner and the expert looking for that hard-to-find product. We carry items that the big chain stores don't and have bulk ammunition for the high volume shooter. We defend the Second Amendment and help responsible citizens protect their families, rights, and liberties. Visit us in person or online at theoutpostarmory.com. The Outpost Armory, I-24 East at exit 89 in Murfreesboro.
Here's Frank LePetri, pastor of Holly Grove Baptist Church.
I would like to extend a special invitation for you to come worship with us. We're an old-fashioned, fundamental, Bible-believing Southern Baptist church, teaching Christ Jesus is the Lord and a sinful man's only hope.
Worship with the family of Holly Grove Baptist Church. Sunday school begins at 9:45 a.m. and worship services at 11. Join us Wednesday nights at 7.
We have a great youth program and Sunday school classes for all age groups.
Holly Grove Baptist Church is on Holly Grove Road. Turn right off Highway 231 past Walter Hill School onto Holly Grove Road.
We're about 3 miles on the left. I promise you, you will find a warm welcome inside. Find out more at hollygrovebaptist.com or by calling 896-5282.
Holly Grove Baptist Church, reaching out to offer hope.
Don't miss our services here on WGNS each Sunday at noon. I'm Frank LePetri, and may the Lord bless you.
We're at the Garden Patch Thrift Store on Spring Street across from the tall NHC building, talking with Christy Sanford.
Instead of it just being rows and rows of just shirts and pants, we try to make it more in sections, so we'll have like a houseware section, and we try to set up more display areas.
Donations to the Garden Patch Thrift Store and proceeds from sales help fund Greenhouse Ministries, a faith-based nonprofit helping underserved in our community.
We are located at 309 South Spring Street,
across from the tall NHC building.
This is Good Neighbor Events, brought to you by the Rutherford Home Show, Saturdays at noon on WGNS, AmeriCare Pest Control, and the Omni Hut Restaurant in Smyrna.
I've got pets.
Here's Tom Sweat with AmeriCare Services Incorporated.
AmeriCare's moisture control services include mold testing, mold remediation, crawl space repair, vapor barrier, sump pump installation, radon testing, radon mitigation, and basement waterproofing. If there's something wrong in your crawl space or basement, we can probably help. Just ask for a free inspection.
893-7111. AmeriCare Services Incorporated.
Let's look ahead on WGNS Good Neighbor Events. The 7th Annual Duck Derby is coming up this Saturday. The Springs Kid Fest starts at 11 o'clock and goes till 4. This is all at SportsCom. And the Derby itself is at 1 o'clock Saturday afternoon. You still have time to adopt ducks. Go to their website, burrowduckderby.com. This coming Saturday is the Duck Derby. Don't miss Cannon County's Good Old Days this Friday and Saturday on the Woodbury Square. And there's a cruise in from 5 until 9 Friday night right there at the parking lot beside Belk Department Store in the Avenue of Murfreesboro. The admission is free. Again, that cruise in 5 until 9 this coming Friday night right there at Belk Department Store. Saturday also brings the Artisan Showcase in historic Bell Buckle. Also, the Greenhouse Ministries is having a bike repair day this coming Saturday from 10 until 1. Bring your bike over to Greenhouse Ministries this Saturday from 10 until 1, and someone will be there to help fix it. Saturday is also EMS Day at Stonecrest Medical Center in Smyrna. For more local events, go to WGNSradio.com.
Today, more and more people are insuring their homes with us through Auto Owners Insurance. We'll provide low-cost quality, protection, and claim service. And if you insure both your home and car through Auto Owners Insurance, you'll qualify for additional premium discounts. I'm Doran Claiborne with Claiborne and Taylor Insurance. Come by our office at 319 West McKnight Drive or give us a call at 893-5064.
You can depend on Claiborne and Taylor.
Some of the best food in town is at Stones River Manor.
The food they have to eat is delicious. I don't eat three full meals a day because I couldn't sit in this chair if I did.
And the activities are out of this world.
You can go to the activity room or somewhere and there'll be a group of people playing a game or sitting and talking or they're having a Bible study. I have thoroughly enjoyed it.
Stop by Stones River Manor for a tour. Stones River Manor, it's home.
Now, more than ever, start your mornings with WGNS. The Action Line with Bart Walker. Weekdays at 8:10. Truman Jones is on weekday mornings at 9 on WGNS. Rutherford Issues with Brian Barrett on FM 100.5, 101.9, AM 1450, and WGNSradio.com. We're Rutherford County's place to talk.
Back here on Rutherford Issues from WGNS AMFM online, WGNSradio.com, and our next portion here from the North Rutherford Y as we talk about North Rutherford County issues. Kathy Hines with 10-0 and Pastor John Spurgeon with New Vision Prison and Law Enforcement Ministries joining us. And I heard Mike, Pastor, ask you where you got your last name, and my pastor's favorite readings come from Charles Spurgeon, and that's interesting. So do you have another last name that Spurgeon just seemed to fit a little easier to say? Or
no, I think that's what Charles Spurgeon, I was named after Charles Spurgeon.
Well, that's cool.
My dad was a big ardent reader of Charles Spurgeon. I was born a premature child, and the doctor said, gave up hope, and they said, I'll not make it. But my parents knelt down, prayed beside my bedside and said, God, if you allow this child to live, and we'll dedicate him to the ministry. And that's how my dad named me after Charles Spurgeon, who's the Prince of Preachers. Mm-hmm. And after 25 years, you know, they didn't tell me this story till 25 years. After 25 years, they told me when I came to full-time ministry that I was named after Charles Spurgeon.
Oh, really? Wow. They told you that after you'd already gotten into the ministry, right?
Absolutely, yes. Wow.
Well, I'm not sure if folks can pick up on your accent, but your accent, well, as Mike would say, you're not from around here.
Absolutely. Yeah. I'm from India, South India. I come from India, Hyderabad.
A very large Christian base there in India, right?
No, I'm India. Not really. We will get there, you know, because by the grace of God.
Amen.
Yeah.
Is it is it different to grow up in India and not, I mean, it's so totally different. I don't think we understand here in the United States what it is to grow up in a Christian country, although that can be debated, but when there are so many other religions and the predominant, I guess, is Hindu.
It's entirely different. When I came to this country in 2003, I was super excited. I thought I'm going to a Christian nation where I'll have the freedom to go preach the gospel. But that perspective have changed after 6 months landing into this country.
Wow.
You know, growing up in India for Christians is hard because there is a lot of persecution going on, and we don't have the kind of freedom what we have in this country to preach the gospel or proclaim the word of God. And in a way, I think Americans or this land is blessed because you still have, I use that word still, we still have the freedom to, you know, give the gospel.
Well, let's get into, Mike, why you decided to have Pastor Spurgeon and Kathy here together today.
Well, Kathy called me yesterday, and, well, that was about a month ago. You wanted to put together, y'all had a prayer breakfast yesterday at the Correctional Work Center, and glad to see Mary Burgess there and Senator Kittredge and others, Jim Bryant, you know, and several of those that were there, probably had 30 in attendance. And we done a little proclamation for Bernard Slandy. Bernard's been on the radio with us years ago. I mean, he's been on several times. In fact, I think we've got the show on YouTube. And, you know, we've talked about, you know, how the ministry can really help turn inmates' lives around. And Bernard has got, I wish he could have been up here with us. He had to go through, I think, a training course or something today. But it was kind of good when we hit that, when we done that proclamation. I really appreciate Kathy doing, you know, asking me to do that. And he had had some bad news of the day in his personal life. And, you know, me and Bernard's always kind of connected with things. And he's got a good heart. He really cares about people and even the inmates, which he should, you know. But he lost his daughter. She got killed in a car wreck going to Tuskegee University.
Yeah, her first year.
I don't think he'd mind me sharing this on the radio because I said, man, how did you get involved in the jail ministry? And he said, Truman Jones, and I give Truman, you know, some high marks, had asked him to head up the jail ministry. And he thought, you know, why me? I don't quote no scripture. I don't have no Bible in my hand. Why is he picking me? And he had lost, you know, his daughter had died, I think, a month or two earlier. And he was kind of struggling, you know, with the loss of his child and all. And he thought, you know, there's 800 men up here that need me, 800 men, and I can make a difference. And I think that was divine that Truman asked him, because now then he got promoted and Mayor Burgess had put him in that position, and he's the best man for that job, and he's got a good heart. So it was really kind of cool how that hit yesterday. It was a little uplifting for him, and to see a big old guy like that that's 280 that could kill a man with his bare hands, what, 6'3", you know, get kind of teary-eyed. You know, it was kind of moving for me. But I always remember what he said. I said, and Alan Miller would say the same things. Alan, the former correctional superintendent, would say the same thing. I said, if there's one program, one education, one thing you could ever invest in, what would you invest in? He said, the religious aspect.
Amen.
That the return on investment is 100-fold.
And
it's, and I hear that from other people. And even guys that aren't, I mean, somebody could say, well, Kathy, you're religious. Mike, you're religious. Brian, you're religious. Pastor, you're obviously religious, you know. But I hear it from guys that aren't religious that say, I've seen this turn people's lives around. So it doesn't cost the taxpayers anything. Why not invest there when our prison budget increased 46 million last year? And that's the governor telling me that. Our state budget, 270 million a whole. It's unsustainable. Going back to what we just talked about, where y'all were sitting over here, about the media not covering these things. Ain't nobody doing a story on that yesterday. Nobody's interested, Kathy.
No, it doesn't grab everybody's attention. It's too warm and fuzzy. Now, if you talk about somebody getting shot and a family getting burned out in their house, now that gets attention. But when you talk about things that change and bring positive results, it doesn't do anything. And I think that's sad because that's what our society has been geared towards, looking for things that just make us feel bad.
Well, it's and I don't mean to beat up on the media, but
I'm about to turn your mic
off. Well, I mean, but it's really frustrating when you see the hurts, like that pastor sharing of the day, that 14-year-old mother's, you know, that son, that mother's dying of cancer. And what do you tell the little boy? What do you, I mean, when you see these situations, and it's costing the taxpayers $25,000 to house that And some of them are knuckleheads. Let's face it. Some of them are knuckleheads. Mm-hmm. Some of them are dealing with mental illness. Some of them are dealing with a drug addiction.
Mm-hmm.
You know, legislating and incarcerating our way out of problems is not going to solve it. I see so many people at Capitol want to go invent a law. Man, we're not even enforcing laws we got on the books now. Go invent more laws, lock more people up, increase the prison budget, take fathers out of their homes, not be a provider, breadwinner for that child.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, some people need to be locked up, but a lot of them, and I don't think Alan's going to mind me sharing this. I remember him telling me, he said, Mike, I've met better people in jail than some of the people out here on the streets.
There you go.
Amen. They're real. They're not phony. That's the thing about it. You know, when you got a person who's, they're like hitting rock bottom. It's like, what do I have to lose from this point? Is everything going up? And I have a greater respect for people who, I mean, when I was in law enforcement in Detroit, the people on the street, they're very genuine. I mean, I could talk to them and they were going to keep it real. Now, except for those that were trying to get out of going to jail, that's a different story.
Yeah.
But, you know, it's like now with our program that we have over at the Rutherford County Work Center, it's the Journey of Life Academy, Mind, Body, and Soul. And what we do, we teach them about all these things that I think were the missing attributes in their life, or the things that they failed to recognize and to emphasize on it. Because with Mind, Body, and Soul, I tell them, you know, if you're dealing with anger issues, domestic violence, or how to properly discipline your child, as you think about it, you hear some bad news or something, your mind, that's the first thing that it's affecting.
Yeah.
I said, then your body's going to show you signs. If you're tense, your stomach's going to get tight, your throat will close up, or your hands will start sweating. And then to me, spiritually, your soul's off balance. So I was telling them, I said, you know, if your child's done something wrong and you had a bad day, don't discipline your child right when you come home or you're dealing with the anger, because all you're doing is dumping. Yeah. And I said, and that's how you have these children who are victims of gross child abuse or who are, unfortunately, who are murdered by their parents because they're dealing with all that anger. And I said, I wish you would learn to regenerate it. And when I help them and all the people on my staff with this, they're wonderful volunteers, Legal Aid have come in, CAD Corps has come in.
Yeah, Richard Watson over
there. They're magnificent, and they're doing a wonderful job, you know, with us doing that. But then you have Pastor Spurgeon here, who's coming up with the spiritual side of it. And I mean, and you need the best, and he's the best.
Yeah.
We've only got about 3 minutes here, and I want to make sure that I give you a chance here, Pastor, to speak about that side of it and what you're doing with this program at the Workhouse or Work Center.
I think, as Representative Mike Sparks has said, the Workhouse has become like a church, and the inmates call it church. Actually, by God's grace, Superintendent Bernard has given us the opportunity to go in there, and New Vision has played a major, major big role in transforming that Workhouse. Yes. I remember Superintendent knocking on doors of 200 plus churches, and New Vision was the first church which opened doors for the inmates to come and worship with them.
Amen.
And we started the prayer breakfast, myself, Captain Cope, and Superintendent Bernard. We were having a lunch meeting, and we came up with the idea that why don't we have a prayer breakfast? We opened up for the staff, and then I came back from India, and then I said, hey, Superintendent, why don't we open up to the community, to the law enforcement people? And he said, Pastor, that's a great idea. We had a great attendance. That's where, you know, yesterday we had such a great prayer breakfast. We're doing Celebrate Recovery. We're doing Bible studies. We're doing mentoring programs. And I mean, my goal is everyone are addicted to something. And just because we're not in orange, we are no good than the guys who are locked up. Mm-hmm. But I say, if they can get the vision of, if they can take gospel into their hearts, the life transforming gospel of Jesus Christ, their lives will be changed for eternity. Their addictions, hurts, habits, whatever they may be going through, if they can, life changing transformation cannot be done by a pastor or a chaplain or a superintendent. That can be done by Lord Jesus
Christ. How much the taxpayers have invested in this?
Billions of dollars, I can say, you know, because we did a study. If we can get one inmate out of the prison system, not allowing them to come back, stop the recidivism, I think we can, you know, per person, as a tax person, I don't have the right figures, but
about 25 grand.
25 grand we get per inmate.
Yeah. Well, I think what Mike was getting at is how much does this program cost Rutherford County taxpayers? And the answer to that is nothing.
Nothing. Absolutely. It's free. You know, if you have to go to Celebrate Recovery, or, you know, my wife is there here with me. She teaches women's Bible studies and life skills. If you have to do this program outside the Workhouse or the church, each program will cost you around $200. But we, as a church, go inside the facility and give them, you know, a free, free education and free programs for the betterment of their life.
Awesome. If someone would like to help, and we'll have to wrap up with this, if they'd like to help get involved, can they contact you if there's people that they want to volunteer and help?
Absolutely. They can go to New Vision website. It's www.newvisionlifeonline.net. We are starting a mentoring program tomorrow. It's open to the community. My heart is that we have around 1,000 inmates collectively from Workhouse and the 940. My heart is if 900 or 1,000 plus inmates can get one mentor from so many thousands of churches in the community.
Yes.
So we're launching mentoring program. It's like a half an hour video visitation. Go and sit down with them and talk to them and mentor the program.
Very good. Pastor Spurgeon, thank you for being here. Kathy, thank you as well for all your work. Mike, another great show.
All right. Thank you, Brian.
We'll do it again in 2 weeks, all right?
I'm blessed to be here. Thank you.
We'll see you next time here on Rutherford Issues.